and the local farmer, and we had a serious breach 2 years ago in the River Nith banking, and then it has completely destroyed the bottom half of the farm. Through the lack of maintenance, we're not allowed to maintain and repair bankings now. So, I mean, through that, the topsoils is washed away. You get thousands of tons of debris and sediment left when the water does recede, but it runs constantly through the farm, and it has destroyed the bottom half of the farm, making it no use for farming. We can't even put stock in the bottom half, just in the fear of them washing away.
And what are you looking for? Are you looking for people to step in and stop it from flooding? What are your main concerns?
I think the main concern is the rules and regulations of SEPA. SEPA is an enforcement agency, and in 2006 we were told as farmers, landowners, you cannot now maintain the waterways as we've done for generations. It was a serious offence. Personally, I was told if I go back into the river and remove sediment, it will be a £20,000 fine. So, I mean, since that, you can see up and down the length of the country, this is only the tip of the iceberg. These are the rivers that's affected most. It's only the tip of the iceberg. We'd like to see changes in the likes of places. Priority with SEPA. SEPA is an environmental protection agency. So don't tell me when you see the devastation up and down the length of the country, now that's not an environmental disaster. I mean, the priorities are with the fish. They need to be changed. If your home, all your worldly possessions flooded, who cares about the fish? The priorities need to change. The priorities need to be with the homeowners, properties, landowners, etc. That's where the priorities lie. That is the main thing we need to change, and I can't see us changing that.
How bad was it on December 30th? I didn't see it. So.
Well, it was bad on December the 30th, but do you mean December the 30th, 13? Because the Nith banking breached. We had a 50-metre breach in the Nith banking. We had a temporary repair. That was the worst we've had, and we were told that was a 1 in 100-year flood. 2 years to the date on the 30th of December again, but 15, it was even worse, with more water concentrated and fell in this area, making it worse. So, I mean, you're told it's 1 in 100-year, and no, I mean, we're getting more and more serious weather conditions, but regulations need to change. We need to change the priorities, look after homes, families, businesses, etc., and not the environment.
Yeah,